Welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I am Fouad Shabib, an assistant professor of medicine at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Today, I will discuss my article entitled Asymptomatic Pyuria as a Prognostic Biomarker in Autosomal Dominant Polycystic Kidney Disease, published in Kidney 360 this March. So question number one, at present, what factors predict decline of kidney function in patients with ADPKD? ADPKD is a phenotypically variable disease with a portion of patients having rapid progression to kidney failure, whereas some others have slow progression. Determining the rate of progression is critical to understand the prognosis and tailor a treatment plan. At present, nephrologists use a combination of genetic, clinical, and radiological biomarkers to stratify disease severity in ADPKD. The most recognized prognostic biomarker is height-adjusted total kidney volume, or HTTKV. Second question, please summarize your study cohort and major research findings of your study. Several pathophysiological mechanisms drive kidney cyst growth and kidney function decline in ADPKD, namely fluid secretion and cell proliferation. However, interstitial inflammation is also a pathologic hallmark in ADPKD. So asymptomatic pyuria could be used as a surrogate marker of inflammation. In our study, published in Kidney 360, we aimed to evaluate the effect of asymptomatic pyuria on disease progression in ADPKD. We performed a retrospective cohort study of adult patients with ADPKD among more than 1,000 patients with ADPKD who also have urine analyses, abdominal imaging, and sequential GFRs. We included almost 350 patients in the asymptomatic pyuria group and another 350 patients in the no pyuria group. We defined asymptomatic pyuria as the presence of more than 3 white blood cells per high power field on the urine analysis without evidence of urinary tract infection or other explanation for the pyuria such as contamination or recent instrumentation. Then we evaluated the effect of pyuria on kidney function. After adjusting for age and gender in a longitudinal multivariate model, we found that asymptomatic pyuria was associated with worsening in annual eGFR rate of decline as compared to the no pyuria patients. The pyuria group had a decline of 3.8 ml per minute per year as compared to 2.3 ml per minute per year in the no pyuria group. In other words, following the identification of pyuria, the disease progression in ADPKD was accelerated by 1.5 ml per minute per year. In a series of additional analyses, we found that the PKD genotype had no additional effect on how detection of asymptomatic pyuria affected the eGFR rate of decline. Furthermore, we evaluated the effect of various clinical factors that could be confounders in occurrence of pyuria, such as medications, hospitalizations, or other medical conditions. After adjusting for all these various factors, pyuria continued to be associated with worsening annual eGFR rate of decline. Then to assess whether asymptomatic pyuria worsened kidney function through cystic enlargement mechanisms, we evaluated the effect of asymptomatic pyuria on the rate of kidney growth by obtaining sequential total kidney volumes. After adjusting for age and gender, occurrence of asymptomatic pyuria was not associated with worsening in annual height-adjusted TKV rate of growth. Third question, why might asymptomatic pyuria be a predictor of kidney function decline in patients with ADPKD? There is growing evidence supporting the role of inflammation in modulating disease progression in ADPKD. Cysts are surrounded by immune cells with complex interaction between those that promote cyst growth, such as M2-like macrophages, and those that inhibit cyst growth, such as CD8-positive cytotoxic T cells. Also, monocyte chemoattractant protein 1, or MCP1, expression promote macrophage accumulation and cystic dilation. Depleting macrophages in PKD mice lowered their cystic index and improved their kidney function as compared to controls. Urinary MCP1 concentrations were higher in patients with ADPKD before appreciable increase in serum creatinine. Also, increase in tubular MCP1 excretion is an early event in pediatric ADPKD population and an early marker of disease severity. So advancements in urinary biomarkers such as urinary MPCP1 in combination with imaging biomarkers would empower clinicians to individualize ADPKD prognosis based on the activity of various signaling pathways involved in cellular proliferation, cyst secretion, and inflammation. However, these urine biomarkers are not readily accessible in clinical practice. On the other hand, microscopic evaluation of urine for white blood cell count, i.e., pyuria, is universally accessible, simple, reproducible, and relatively inexpensive as compared to other urinary biomarkers. Question number four, what are the limitations of your study? There are several limitations to our study given the retrospective nature of the study design. Firstly, our study might have underdiagnosed the occurrence of asymptomatic pyuria if it occurred outside the medical care at Mayo Clinic or asymptomatic pyuria occurring during gaps between measured urine analyses. Additionally, some data was not available for the entirety of the cohort, such as genetic analysis or TKV rate of growth. And most patients in our cohort are Caucasian. Therefore, the generalizability of this study's result to other ethnic and racial groups may be limited. In conclusion, asymptomatic pyuria is associated with faster kidney function decline, irrespective of the ADPKD gene, cystic burden, and cystic growth. These results support asymptomatic pyuria as an enriching prognostic biomarker for the rate of disease progression. Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast.